every head out there. I wish I knew how. Your eyes are like starlight now.
True breath,
take your hat. Your hair looks
like. I ought to say no, no.
Boy, I'm moving closer.
At least I'm gonna say that.
Welcome back to True Crime Brewery's 12 Beers of Christmas. This is episode 2. And what have we got for a case today, Dick?
Today we have the case of the Lawson family murders that occurred almost 100 years ago in 1929, I believe.
Okay.
So this will be an interesting discussion.
Yeah, we don't usually do older things on our regular True Crime Brewery episodes, but I thought for the Christmas ones, we should go back a little bit, do a little history of crime.
Well, yeah. I think if we're looking at Christmas crimes, we want to look at Christmas things that occurred.
Right. And thankfully, there aren't that many current Christmas crimes.
No.
So that's a good thing.
We're back to 1929.
Yeah. And this is a really interesting case. So I'm going to read a 5-star review, and Dick's going to review our Christmas beer of the night, which I'm excited about. And then we'll get started.
Okay.
So the review I'm going to read is a really cool one. It is called One of My Fave. The really cool part is the name of the person. It's, that's a great place to hide a dead body.
That says it all.
Yeah, it's perfect for a true crime review.
It is, and I like the mindset of that person.
Yeah. So, That's a Great Place to Hide a Dead Body says, love this podcast. I listen to many podcasts, and this one is in my top 3. Look forward to each episode. Wish they had an Instagram account for their podcast. Well, I've got good news for you. That's a Great Place to Hide a Dead Body. We do have an Instagram account. It's not under True Crime Brewery. It's under Tie Grabber Podcasts. So look that up and you will find us. And I always give little previews of what's coming up next. Plus pictures of beers and our dogs.
Right.
Yeah.
We're active on Instagram.
We are. Yeah. So that's a great place to hide a dead body. Welcome to the brewery.
It's a nice review. Thank you.
Yes. And what's the beer?
The beer is Sam Adams White Christmas Ale. So, and we all know Sam Adams is Boston Beer Company in Jamaica Plain, Massachusetts.
Right. Yep. We've talked about him before.
Basically Boston. We've been there before.
Right.
So the Sam Adams White Christmas is a wit beer. And these are unfiltered beers with a lot of wheat in them, so they tend to be pale and cloudy. They're always spiced. And coriander is a favorite spice in these. And they tend to be crisp and light.
I'm just thinking that spices are a theme in Christmas beers.
I think they are for this time of year.
Yeah.
We're looking at spices. You're right.
Okay.
So the Sam Adams White Christmas is a hazy orange color with a small white head, a fairly pronounced citrus aroma, some spice, orange taste, coriander, there we go, I told you it'd be there.
Yes.
And cinnamon. It's light and easy to drink. So it's not a lot of heavy winter beer stuff. It's almost more like a summer beer, except for the spices.
Okay. All right, well, let's open it up, and then we're going to start our episode about the Lawson family murders. And if you didn't listen to the first one, go back and listen to the first one, because this is the second episode.
Right.
So go back and listen to the first one if you haven't already. These are abbreviated episodes that are going to be coming out every night until Christmas, thus the name, the 12 Beers of Christmas.
That's how you do it.
Yeah.
Okay. 12 beers, 12 days. Unless we do more than... No, never mind.
Okay.
I'm babbling.
Let's open it.
Okay.
All right, Dickie, let's take our beer and our snifters and head on down to the quiet end of the bar.
I think that's a good idea. It's still pretty quiet down there.
Yeah, I think it'll be quiet until we kind of get closer to the holiday. Then you'll have your forgotten ones, the cold, the tired, the people in need.
Or people that are just shopped out and they just want to take a break and have something to drink and be comforted.
Yeah, and just kind of sit around and shoot the breeze.
Right.
Yep.
That's what bars are for, right?
Yeah, to meet other people, I think, and to share a drink. And
community.
Yes, absolutely. That's the right word for it. So tell us about our crime. It's the Lawson family murders.
So this was a horrific crime, absolutely.
Yeah.
And it occurred in 1929, as we said. Charles Davis Lawson was a tobacco farmer from Stokes County, North Carolina. He owned a farm near Germantown, and he lived there with his wife and their seven kids. A lot of kids.
Well, I think people did that back then. This is,
there wasn't any birth control or anything.
Right, right.
So unless you timed it right, you were going to get pregnant when you had sex.
Well, and I think if you worked on the farm, the more kids, the better. You had more people to work.
Got people to help out.
Sure.
So on Christmas Day in 1929, Mr. Lawson led his family to town, buy them new clothing, and have a family picture taken.
Well, that sounds nice.
It does, although this was considered odd behavior after the fact because they weren't a well-off family.
Yeah.
So they did that. They got home, and his two daughters, Carrie and Maybelle, who were 12 and 7, decided to go to their aunt and uncle's house. Now, this is where it gets horrible. Their father was waiting for them to pass by the tobacco barn, and when they got there, he shot them dead with a shotgun.
Holy shit, why'd he do that?
Well, I don't know.
That is horrible.
Then he beat them to make sure they were dead, and he put their bodies in the barn.
Jeez.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
Then he returned to the family home, where his wife Fanny was sitting on the porch, and he shot her.
Now, I wonder if she'd heard the shots out there.
We don't
know. How far away was it? Do we know?
No.
Okay.
But when he shot Fanny, his wife, his daughter, Marie, was inside the house, and she heard the shots, and she screamed.
Ugh.
And also inside were his sons, James and Raymond. These two young boys ran to hide when they heard the gunshot. Charles shot
his... Charles's sons. These were all his kids.
These were all his kids.
Okay.
So Charles shot Marie, his daughter, next, then found the two boys and shot them also.
Now, Marie was the oldest daughter. She was 17.
Marie was 17.
The two boys, James and Raymond, were 4 and 2.
They were 4 and 2.
Mm-hmm.
And they're dead. Yeah. And then he killed the 4-month-old Mary Lou, not by shooting, but by beating her to death.
Wow, something was wrong with him.
Something snapped in him, huh?
Certainly. Wow.
So after this bloody massacre, he hid in the nearby woods. And a few after he killed his family, people heard a gunshot. And that's where he took his own life.
Yeah.
So they found letters near Charles that he had written to his parents. They also saw that the grass had been tramped in a circle around a tree where they believed he had been pacing around before taking his own life.
Now, did the note explain why he did this horrible thing?
No.
Wow.
Not at all.
Okay.
There was one survivor of this. His oldest son, Arthur, who was 16 at the time, had been sent on an errand right before the killing started.
So it's
almost like he was sparing his son, his oldest boy.
Wow.
And killing the rest.
Wow.
So Arthur lived until 1945 when he was killed in a motor vehicle accident. And he was survived by his wife and 4 children.
Well, then he made a life for himself. That's good.
Right. Well, 16 more years. So he wasn't that old. He was early 30s, right?
Oh, right. Yeah. Well, but he had a wife and kids.
He did.
I'm just trying to look on the bright side here. It's the holidays.
And then things got interesting. Many, many years later, in 1990, a book was published about the murders. Among the people interviewed was Stella Lawson, who was a cousin of the children. She admitted to overhearing her mother and other family members talking at the funeral about how Fanny had mentioned before her death that she had been troubled about the relationship between her husband Charles and the daughter Marie.
Oh.
So there's some discussion of incest.
Mm-hmm.
And it was also found out that before Christmas, Marie had shared a secret with a close friend. She told this friend that she was pregnant and it was Charles's baby.
Well, wow.
Yeah. Hmm. Holy cow.
Yeah. Yeah, what did the letter say? Do you know?
No.
Oh. Okay.
Why did he spare the life of his son? I mean, there's stuff going on.
Yeah, that's strange.
My thought would be he spared the life of his son because he wanted his line to be continued.
Yeah.
He was the oldest male child.
And this was what year? 29. Yeah, it's an old-fashioned type of thought. But
otherwise, it would seem pretty radical to kill the whole family to hide the fact that he was having sex with a daughter and impregnated her.
Well, I read something about him having brain damage, and maybe that had done something with him. Maybe that had made him mentally ill and caused some of this.
Yeah, what kind of brain damage did he have?
I don't know. Let's see if I can.
I mean, certainly traumatic brain injury can change your personality and your way of thinking about things, depending on where the, or depending on which part of the brain is damaged.
Right. Well, months before the murders, Charlie Lawson had sustained a head injury, and some family and friends theorized that it had altered his mental state and was directly related to the massacre. But an autopsy and analysis of his brain at Johns Hopkins Hospital found no abnormalities. But you wouldn't necessarily have to see visual abnormalities, would you?
Well, it would help.
Well, sure.
I mean, if you saw visual abnormalities of the brain, you could invoke that as a reason for his behavior.
Yeah, but I'm wondering.
But at the same time, a normal exam doesn't exclude that.
That's what I'm thinking. So he could have still, even though it was a normal exam, there could have still been something.
Right.
Especially back then, maybe?
That in 90 years ago or more.
That's what I'm thinking.
They might not have had the most sophisticated methods for observing brains at autopsy.
Right,
so, I mean, it would obviously be a help if you could see some definite brain damage and say, okay, he had frontal lobe problems or something, and that's what happened.
Right, right.
But
that's pretty extreme, though.
Again, the absence of damage doesn't rule it out.
Right. It did seem pretty well planned.
For sure.
Yeah. So there were many rumors. There was the one that his oldest daughter was pregnant with his child, although still I don't see why he'd kill the whole family.
No, me either.
And then there was the one that Charlie had witnessed an organized crime incident, had been found out, and that he and his family had been murdered to silence them. So maybe it wasn't him that did it.
Well, it doesn't sound like it wasn't him that did it.
No, it
doesn't.
Sounds like
he did it, and then he took his own life.
That was just a rumor, yeah. Yeah, but there's one other odd thing I wanted to mention, and then we can wrap it up. Shortly after the murders, Charlie's brother Marion Lawson opened the home on Brook Cove Road as a tourist attraction. So, a cake that Marie Lawson had baked on Christmas Day, the day they were killed, was displayed on the tour. And because visitors began to pick at the raisins on the cake to take as souvenirs, it was placed in a covered glass cake server for many years.
I don't even know how to respond to that.
Isn't that
strange?
Holy
shit.
Right. Well, I always think that nowadays we have a bit of a fascination with murder and true crimes, but
it
seems like this.
It sounds like it occurred or existed years and years ago, too.
Absolutely, it does.
Holy cow.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, for the one thing, why would you open up your home to be viewed as a place of murder?
Well, I guess it was a way to make money. It was 1929. They were sharecroppers. He probably needed.
And why would you put the cake out? Huh? God. Okay.
Well, I think he probably needed the money.
Probably, but still.
Yeah. So the Lawsons were laid to rest in a family graveyard established in 1908. It was originally for the use of the W.D. Browder family and selected friends and neighbors. Today it's open for burials only for direct descendants of the W.D. Browder family because of limited plot availability. So if you wanted to be buried there, you're shit out of luck.
Well, I
you're not
don't
a
think
descendant.
I want to be buried there anyway.
Good, because you can't be. All right. Well, that sums that one up. That was an interesting one.
It's kind of weird.
Yeah.
I mean, he murders his whole family except for one child, commits suicide, and who knows why.
We don't know why.
Oh.
All I can think is finances and mental illness. I think those are the only two valid ones.
Well,
maybe a combination of those two things.
Yeah, I would say more mental illness.
Okay.
Right?
I mean,
finances can't be that bad.
Well, if you can't feed your family.
Yeah, but why do you kill them all?
This was before the New Deal. There was no support to be had. Well, it couldn't just be financial, could it? There had to be something wrong with him.
I have to think there's something wrong with him.
Sure, I agree. So I'd like to ask our listeners to complete a short survey for us. This survey can help us to get sponsors. Now, our show will never be inundated with ads. We are an independent podcast and we'll remain that way. But I would like to add one or two sponsors so that I can eventually be a full-time podcaster. So please go to survey.libsyn.com/tiegrabber, or you can follow us on Twitter at tiegrabberpods, or on our Instagram account, tiegrabberpodcasts, or on Facebook by going to tiegrabber.com/Facebook. And I'll post the survey link there, so you can just click on it, and it honestly takes less than 2 minutes, and it would be a huge help to us. Also, if you enjoy our podcast, please leave us a 5-star review on iTunes. I know not all of you are on iTunes, but a large majority of our listeners are, and 5-star reviews help us to find new listeners and expand our audience. So thanks again for listening. Happy holidays. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Next time.
Bye-bye.
To be had out now. I wish I knew how. Your eyes are like